Welcome, welcome, and welcome, everybody. It's Bob Zachary, internet talk show host. How is everybody doing today? I was referred to as Bob Zachary. I don't know how they got that. If you look at my my Twitter handle, it says Robert Zachary. Bob. Well, you're not supposed to use a the short form abbreviation for somebody's name when you're doing a story. You're not supposed to do that. That doesn't make sense. But nonetheless, I appreciated the shout out. A lot of things to get to. Let's get to. I don't know if we're gonna cover everything today. But I just came back from Vegas. Was there all weekend. So, been trying to get the show prep from last night to today. I was trying to get clips. I don't normally play a ton of clips like other programs, but there is some clips that warrant playing. And Friday, those clips actually came out when I was traveling. So I didn't get to hear a lot of this stuff until I got into the hotel and it was late, and all of a sudden I'm watching explosions, and I'm not talking about bombings. Okay, we'll get to the bombings in a bit, but the explosions on CNN with who was it? Kate Baldwin and the Boston Herald writer Adrian Cohen and Amanda Carpenter. So I got clips, and of course we had an attack. Well, it's not us, thank God, but those animals, those murderers, words can't describe what they are. Those Islamic jihadi dirtbags blew up a place in Pakistan. Well, I'm not trying to spread blame here, but Pakistan is, a little responsible for some of this stuff. I mean, it's not like they do a good job of weeding out the murderous animals there. This is the place that throws acid. This is the place that has people that throw acid on girls' faces because they want to go to school. So it's not like they deter terrorism there. They're one of the many places in the Middle East that kind of deal with it. It's like, well, guys, as long as you're just plotting. See, this was always the issue before. And this was always the issue before. All of these countries harbored harbored these terrorist groups. Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Jordan, they harbored these groups. Pakistan, they harbored these groups. And what I mean by that is these, whether it's Al-Qaeda, these groups, the Al-Qaedas, the leaders, the Bin Ladens, they hid. Well, it wasn't even hiding. I mean, they all knew where they were. But the general rule of thumb, the consensus amongst these countries were, as long as you don't attack here. As long as you don't mess with us, as long as all you're doing is plotting and planning to kill Americans and go to America and kill them or go to naval bases. As long as you do that, we won't bother you. Okay? We won't bother you. And that was how business was run in the Middle East. And now all of a sudden, and it's not happening a lot. It's not happening a lot. But it's starting to happen more than it ever has before. These terrorists, these Islamic jihadis are now turning on the very countries that gave them shelter. So in Pakistan, you have ISIS blowing up a Easter Day picnic. An Easter Day picnic. They focused on Christians. They planned it on Easter. They blew up a part where they knew kids and families would be, and they killed 72 people, mostly women and children. So you're seeing these countries kind of, I don't like to say, oh, well, look what you get now. Look, you deserve that. You don't want to wish death and destruction on anybody. But these countries are getting a little payback for letting these groups take a safe harbor, if you will. I mean, like I've said before, all 80%, I shouldn't say all, but 80% of the big terrorist bombings or plots, 80% were planned from people that were either raised in Saudi Arabia, they're living in Saudi Arabia. There's a Saudi connection. There's a Saudi connection. If you look at attacks here in the homeland, there's always a Saudi connection. 9/11, Saudi connection. San Bernardino, Saudi connection. There's always a Saudi connection. There's always some second, first, third, fourth, fifth degree of separation that links someone to Saudi Arabia. Maybe they weren't born there, but they eventually settled there. They eventually settled in Saudi Arabia. So, and now these countries are having the terrorists that they have coddled and basically had a unwritten rule with, which was don't attack here. Don't attack here and we'll leave you be. I mean, remember, Bin Laden, remember where he was found. He was being protected. Remember that. He was being protected by Pakistan. The whole time we thought he was living in a cave on dialysis. Remember? Oh, he's living in a cave. And he's in Tora Bora. Yeah, okay. He's living in a beautiful compound about 100 yards away from a military base, a Paki military base. So that's bombing. That's bombing. That's what's going on in Pakistan. And, of course, you had raids. Remember we talked about this Wednesday and Thursday. Talked about this Wednesday and Thursday. We talked about how Obama has made not just our country weak. He's made the world weak. The Obama Doctrine. That's what we kind of call it. The Obama Doctrine. This mushy, PC, soft policy take. This mushy, don't wanna accuse people, don't wanna profile people, don't wanna make anybody feel uncomfortable. We can't do anything until they actually commit a crime. What we might know, we might hear. We might know terrorists that know these people, but we can't do anything. That would be wrong. That will upset the Muslim community. If we look like we're profiling, if we look like we're doing anything that could be taken as mean, that could push otherwise happy-go-lucky Muslims right into the arms of ISIS, where they will become super killers and kill all Americans. So, and now you have a mushy PC, docile world, and the bad guys have the upper hand. And now we only act. Other countries only act after we get hit by bombs or we get hit by guns or whatever. But that's what happens now. That's what happens now. So you've seen all these arrests happen. You see, attack goes down in Brussels. People are outraged. So then you see arrests made. You see people being arrested who were under investigation, who were suspects. Why were they never arrested before? The mushy middle. Why were some of these attackers who were detained months ago, why were they let go? Mushy middle. We struck Yemen. Did we hit Yemen again? After this weekend, I forget what happened Thursday and Friday. But I think the day after the Brussels attack, we launched an air raid, hit, I think it was Yemen, 50, 60 ISIS fighters. We took out the number two ISIS leader. Again, these are things we should have done weeks ago. Come on, you tell me it's a coincidence? All of a sudden, it's a coincidence. You have a major attack in Brussels. You have a major attack. And here's the thing. The amount of people, we hear, oh, it's 35 people. Come on. We got thousands. The amount of people that live in that country, the amount of people that live in that area, if you put that in comparison to the amount of people that live in the United States and you per capita, so you put how many died versus the population and put that against, say, 9/11, this attack in Brussels was as they lost 1,000 to 1,500 people. We're not talking about a place that has 300 million people. You know, you're not talking about 300 million people there. So this was a big deal. But come on, coincidence? They get attacked and then all of a sudden we bomb, we kill a number two ISIS leader. We take out some bad guys in Yemen. Come on. Come on. Should have been doing this for weeks. Reports came out that February was the lowest bombing totals in something like 8 or 9 months. Should be the highest. Should be the highest. I don't want to sound like Ted Cruz because I don't really like Lion Ted, but carpet bombing, you know, I got to admit and stick up. I think carpet bombing is a term. Okay. When someone goes, oh, you know what that means? You can't do that. I think it was a old school word. And it was really meant to say, listen, we need to be dropping lots of bombs. Okay? Lots of bombs. If there's an area that we think has 50, 100 ISIS fighters, if there's an area that we think houses a military installation, we need to hit it. And not just one or two. When the military releases a video and they go, look at the strikes. Look, take a look. Look what we did last night. And you see it's like a video game and the thing goes bang and it hits a truck or, you know, hits a building. We need to be doing that every 2 minutes. I mean, seriously, remember when we attacked, remember in Iraq when we launched the first Gulf War or the W War? Remember the sky? Remember it was just lit up and you could see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bombs going off. Just hundreds. That's what it should look like every day. Every day. We need to be lighting up that area. Every day. And Obama doesn't do it. Why? Why does he not do it? Why? Why does he coddle? Ay, 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 ay. Why? That's the question. That is the question. All right, so there's your foreign update. We'll get back to that more. We'll get there. We got a lot of time in the program, guys. We got a lot of time. Got a lot of time. So I got clips of Amanda Carpenter. Now we talked about this Friday, and we connected dots. And matter of fact, the story is up on the website as we speak. It's on my Twitter page. It's on extremepolitics.com. That's X T R E M E. That's extreme politics. You can go there and check it out, or you could just go to my Twitter page and click on the story button, and that's at Rob Zicari Show, not Bob Zicari, the heavy. That's what they called me, Bob Zicari. They said the picture of Amanda Carpenter and the article of the Ted Cruz affair from the Inquirer appeared on internet talk show host Bob Zicari. Bob Zicari, Jesus, guys. I appreciated them giving me a shout out, but Bob Zaccheri. When I was in high school, they called me Bob. Bob Zaccheri. Bob Zaccheri. Bob. So go to not Bob Zaccheri, Rob Zaccheri show. Read the story. It's a great story. So we connected dots Friday. That's what we did. It was a general dot connection. It was a general dot connection. Now, when we went off the air, after we connected these dots, a few hours later, while I was traveling, to Las Vegas to see Slayer, all hell broke loose. And it started, I would say, with CNN. I want to play this clip. And it's pretty amusing because you have and I hate to use the word mainstream media. Every talk show host uses that word, mainstream media. I like to say state-run media. So you have state-run media, and everybody in state-run media knew about this or affairs. And it's, you know, Ted Cruz, he really is a scumbag. I mean, he is. I get it. People who like Ted Cruz will stick with Ted Cruz no matter what. I get it. Nothing that I could say or anybody else could say is going to change someone's mind. But he really is a scumbag. And not because of the affairs, or the, as they would say, the alleged affairs, but that he is so oblivious to reality that he will talk and accuse or make statements and pretend that the facts are not the facts. That he pretends that you can't do a little investigating, or no one else will do a little investigating. So when this broke, you have Ted Cruz giving a press conference. You have Ted Cruz going out there and telling everybody this is a Donald Trump. We have clip on this, but it's a Donald Trump story. He planted it, him and his henchmen. They're smears. It's sleaze. And yet, every news outlet that now is talking about it, because it was brought out, and now they could talk about it in the sense that Cruz is talking about it, the incident that happened on CNN, Donald Trump is talking about it. So now all these organizations that weren't talking about it before can now talk about the story being talked about. So they don't have to talk about the story per se and what's in the story. They could talk about people talking about the story. It's kind of tricky. But the thing is, every news outlet knew of this story. They knew the allegations. They knew Amanda Carpenter. They knew Katrina Pearson. They knew the Fiorina girl. They knew Sarah Isgor Flores. They knew. Rachel Maddow knew. But nobody was going to talk about it, because remember, the way politics work, you have to actually have a picture. You literally have to have a picture of the people engaging in sex in order. In order for anybody to say, talk, do about an affair or about selling secrets to the Iranians, selling influence, whatever. It's like you need pictures. Us normal citizens, we could go to jail basically on circumstantial evidence, and it happens all the time. You know, I was talking to my girlfriend Saturday. We were at dinner, and we were talking about the whole Cruz affair, and just when you connect the dots, even the video, and we'll get to that because new information, like I said, it came out Friday, late Friday, at least after our program went off the air. But they have a video. There's a video out that has Ted Cruz coming out of a hotel and coming out of a restaurant with the same girl on various days. And it was a pattern. And it was something that was filmed. Now, anybody else that's not in politics, that sinks them. That sinks them. If your wife or your husband was shown a video of you leaving a hotel with a man or a woman, whatever the situation is, on, say, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and this was a pattern. This was a pattern. And it lasted a month. And somebody goes, look, here is 15th and 18th. Here's the 20th and 22nd. Here's the 1st and the 6th. Here's the... That would bury them. That would bury them. There'd be no way to get out of that. Your significant other would say, so, what were you doing? Oh, I was conducting business. What business was conducted at the Hilton? What business was conducted on these days, these rendezvous? Boom, done, guilty, finished. No trial separation. Divorced. But in politics, this video exists. And you have news outlets, you got reporters, you have all these people that have seen the video or heard about the video, knows the story, and they all said, well, you know, we can't say it. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know what he was doing. The video isn't really evidence. Yeah, sure, it would bury anybody else, but hey, we're in politics. In the political world, we get away with this stuff. We protect our own. That's the only thing I could think of. That's the only thing I could think of. It's the same thing what happened with John Edwards. Remember, John Edwards and his whole love child and the girl with the camera, whatever her name was, Rachel Riley or whatever. That was something that people knew. People talked about it. People whispered about it. In the Washington Beltway, as they would call it, the John Edwards love child and girlfriend who was paid to follow him around with a camera. Everyone knew about it, but nobody reported on it. Nobody did any investigating. The Inquirer The Inquirer eventually did it. They eventually put a reporter on the they put the reporter on the case, so to speak. So that was something that everybody knew. No one talked about it. It was a hush-hush whisper. But when it came out, you had 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 people go, yeah, we knew about that. But what are we going to do? There was no real evidence. It was somebody saying that girl who follows him around, the guy who could very well be the vice president of the United States, that girl has a child with him. That girl is not his wife. It was there. It was there. So now we have the Amanda Carpenter situation. And you have Ted Cruz saying, Donald Trump, he planted it. No. The story broke. Everybody's talking about it. And reporter after reporter after reporter, when they're on Fox or they're on CNN, is saying, well, yeah, we heard about this. But yeah, we knew it. But it's thin. Thin? What's thin? What's thin? You know, all these people, you know what I laugh about? All these people call themselves reporters. All these people call themselves journalists. And they're not. They're advocates. Because if they were reporters, if they were journalists, they would go and do some investigating. When somebody presented them with a video that has Ted Cruz meeting a woman on various days throughout the month, if they were reporters, if they were journalists, if they were investigators, if they were a Woodward and Bernstein, okay, if they were what they say they are, they would go, wow, so who's that girl? How do I find out who that girl is? Oh, that's her. Okay, you know what? I'm going to go and talk to her. I'm going to see if I could flush this out. Who's the other girl? Oh, Amanda Carpenter. I'm going to see if I could flush this out. I'm going to see if I can flush this story out. This is a big story. And I've had people go, Rob, why is this a big story? What? Look at Donald Trump. He's cheating on his wife. Look at Donald Trump. He's been married multiple times. Why is this a big story? Well, because once again, Ted Cruz is one of those people that have built their career on being the perfect Christian. That's why it's a big deal. It's a big deal because Ted Cruz has built his life, built his candidacy on being a perfect Christian. He's got Glenn Beck out there. He's got Glenn Beck out there running around, bringing little kids on stage, saying they're starving themselves until Ted Cruz wins. They're out there saying Donald Trump doesn't have the same values as them. I mean, that's why it's a big story. If Ted Cruz wasn't a holy roller, and everybody that supports him weren't holy rollers, like Hugh Hewitt, that a-hole. You listen to Hugh Hewitt, there's 25 minutes of his show where he has a guy come on and they talk about Jesus. They talk about some book of Jesus. It never fails. It's like every other show, there's some Jesus guy on there. Like what am I listening to? All the people that support Ted Cruz are holy rollers. Medved, Hewitt, Levin.
You got to have the same value. They don't. Trump doesn't have values. He doesn't have the values.
That's why this is a big deal. Glenn Beck, he does these bizarre. I don't even know what the he does his program. Then he goes into a commercial break. They hawk what I don't know, supplements or some other survival drink, whatever the hell it is. I don't know. And then all of a sudden you'll hear Glenn Beck talking, and you're thinking the show's back, but it's him talking about, I don't know, Jesus and scripture, and you're it's like, again, you're driving through Nashville, some small town, the scene out of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and there's a guy talking about Jesus on every single station. That's what it's like. So all these holy rollers, look to Ted Cruz as their savior. He's the guy that's going to bring all the evangelicals. He's bringing all the Jesus freaks. He's the Mormon Joseph Smith reincarnate. So guess what? It's a big deal if he's having sex with multiple women that are not his wife. It's a big deal. Okay? It's a big deal. His whole candidacy is based on being the greatest Christian, okay? The greatest political man of faith in our lifetime. Forget Reagan. Ted Cruz makes Reagan look, like a part-time churchgoer. So it's a big deal. If that answers the question to people that have hit me and said, why is it a big deal? Look at Donald Trump. Well, Trump didn't base his candidacy on being the greatest Christian in the world. Regardless if he says his favorite book in the world is the Bible. And then, of course, his second favorite book is Art of the Deal. Okay? Please. The Bible! So when Ted Cruz says, Donald Trump planted... No, Donald Trump didn't plant this. Donald Trump planted the story. It's just a made-up story. No. Matter of fact, the Daily Beast, and I hate quoting anything from the Daily Beast. I do. I hate the Daily Beast. Just I hate them. I hate them. But they put out a story while I was traveling about the Rubio campaign and the fact that the Rubio campaign has had these affair stories for months. For months. And the New York Times, the Washington Post, Bloomberg News, Politico, ABC News, they all were given the evidence of the Cruz cheating story. They all were given video. They were all given the video because there's a video. Okay? There's a video. And the video is a compilation of Cruz and a woman that's not his wife coming out of the Capitol Grill restaurant and hotel on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But these outlets all declined to do anything with it because they said there was no direct evidence of an affair. You know, they wanted them to come out doing it. You know, that's why I said earlier, me or you, the average folk, forget about it. We couldn't imagine our wife. Imagine anybody seeing something like this and us going, no, we just go to that hotel room to talk. And these people are supposed to be, again, reporters. So I remember that they're all women's studies majors or basket weaving. Whatever those courses you could take in college where you get a degree and you go, what? What do you have a degree in? I have a degree in women's studies. A degree in women's studies and journalism. Oh, okay. Basket weaving and sports medicine. Mm-hmm. Okay. While they live in their parents' basement, trolling the internet and writing stories based on people's Twitters, they go, oh, John Voight, look what he said. He said he's going to vote for Donald Trump. I know I'll do a story about Hollywood's conservative. Yeah, and I'll do it about, and I'll call it the D and B list losers in Hollywood that support Trump. Yeah. That's a great one. I'll write about John Voight and Scott Baio. Yeah, and I'll let the Huffington Post, and they'll give me $100. I'm a journalist. Yay! That's what they did. They're not a Woodward and Bernstein. They're not looking. They're not investigating. They're showed a tape of Ted Cruz, the holy roller, the Bible thumper himself, the man who can't have a conversation without having the that cadence that, well, let me tell you, when I walk over here, I say, children, what do you want for dinner? I mean, the guy can't talk without the cadence of a politician. It's horrible. It's horrible. God, it's horrible. Beyond horrible. So all these outlets had the story. And remember, Ted Cruz is talking about Donald Trump planting the story. He made this story up. He didn't make this story up. It's amazing. Nobody pushes Ted Cruz back on his claims that Donald Trump made this story up and it's his doing. There's no pushback from him, but yet, when people say, well, Ted Cruz, you did the Melania Trump. No, I didn't. That was a super PAC. That was a super PAC completely unaffiliated with me, has nothing to do with me. Not me. I didn't do it. And everybody goes, see, he didn't do it. It was a super PAC. Has nothing to do with him. He doesn't know Liz Marr. His people don't know Liz Marr. Nope. Doesn't matter if her address for her super PAC is that of Carly Fiorina's super PAC. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that she worked for Mitt Romney and Mitt Romney is with Ted Cruz. Doesn't matter. Ted Cruz knew nothing about the Melania Trump ad. Absolutely nothing. And everybody, okay, cool. But it's Donald Trump's fault about the National Enquirer story. He created National Enquirer story. He invented this rumor. It was his doing. And the media goes along with it, even though they know the truth. Even though ABC, New York, they all had the story. They all had the story. This was a... This was something that people in Washington had known about. And from what I'm hearing, this has been going on for years. Like, years, people have known that Ted Cruz has these women work for him and has sex with them. I mean, it's that simple. It's like having a secretary who answers the phones, does the paperwork, and also has sex with the boss. Like, that's her job or his job. Could be a woman boss, but the person that is the secretary also doubles as a sex-utary. So Ted Cruz has been known for years to have these women, part of his campaign or part of his inner circle, also provide him sex. So, like, when he's away from the wife, because remember, the senators, the congressmen, they live in Washington half the time. Their families stay in Texas or Florida or wherever, and they live in Washington. Unless they're Joe Biden, then they take the train and they go back and forth. There's other senators and congressmen that live close to their homes, or some of them move their family to the area that they can travel. I mean, they're not all the congressmen, not all the senators do the half-life thing, but Ted Cruz did. So when Ted Cruz is not home, an Amanda Carpenter or a Katrina Pearson or a Sarah Isgore Flores, they would all be the Mrs. Cruz. They would all be the Heidi Cruz. So this was known. This wasn't a Trump thing. This was a Rubio thing. This was a Rubio camp. This was a Rubio thing. They went around and they pitched the story. So I got to imagine that after all these places said, oh, well, we don't want to run the story. We actually need pictures. We need Ted Cruz and this woman in the act. We need Ted Cruz and Amanda Carpenter in the act. We need that. We don't want to go and do any investigating. That's too much work. We don't have those types of people working for us anymore. Okay, they all live in their parents' basement and they do stories based on Twitter. Okay, we just don't have it anymore. So sorry, we're not going to do it. So they went to everybody, and the only person that said, "Well, we'll start flushing it out," was the Inquirer. That's it. They said, we will start doing with this what we did with the John Edwards story, what we did with the Gary Hart story. Remember, all those stories didn't appear out of the blue, and there was no investigating, there was no lead up, Even the Bruce Jenner, Even the Bruce Jenner story. There was a buildup on the Bruce Jenner story. There was Bruce Jenner is going to get surgery to become a woman. And people went, no. And there'd be a picture of him in his car, lighting a cigarette. And you happen to see nail polish. It's like a telephoto lens taking the picture. And then they'd circle his finger and go, look, that's nail polish. And people went, nah, guys, some guys wear nail polish. So what? And then they'd show him on a beach somewhere. He'd have a shirt on. He'd look like he had boobs. And they go, look, those are boobs. He had boobs. He's doing something. People went, nah, it was a buildup. Then all of a sudden, yeah, Bruce Jenner comes out and says, I'm going to be a woman. People went, wow. So it wasn't like the Inquirer just got this. Okay? It came out, what, Thursday night? Came out that you really think they got this Wednesday? You really think the Inquirer got this story Wednesday? And went, oh my God, let's put it together, let's get it. No. They've had this. And chances are they have the video. Chances are they have the video. Mark my words, that video is going to be coming out. Chances are they have that video. They're putting it together. They're also probably in talks, rather it's Katrina Pearson, Amanda Carpenter. Sarah Isgor Flores. Like I said, when Ted Cruz claims, oh, no, Donald Trump created this. He's good friends with Pecker, who owns Inquirer. Inquirer endorsed him. This is all him. No, listen. Everybody in Washington knew about Ted Cruz. Everybody just tiptoed and tried to figure out how they could talk about it. Rachel Maddow, listen, Rachel Maddow was one of the first. She was one of the first. I mean, just listen to me here, okay? Rachel Maddow, many, many months ago, Rachel Maddow covered the story that the Washington Post did about the Cruz Super PAC giving the $500,000 to the Carly Fiorina campaign. Remember, we talked about this Friday. Washington Post did a little story. Now, remember, the Washington Post had the cheating story. The New York Times had the cheating story. All of these media outlets had the cheating story, and they've been shown the video. Okay? So they've had these cheating stories. And what does the Washington Post do? They put out a story that involves a Cruz super PAC giving a rival, Carly Fiorina, $500,000. And the person that runs the Carly Fiorina campaign is Sarah Isgor Flores. And at the time, the Washington Post said, that is weird. That is strange. This is bizarre. Why would a rival give $500,000 to another rival? That's bizarre. So the Washington Post did that story. And Rachel Maddow covered it. Rachel Maddow talked about it. And only Rachel Maddow could do. Now, Rachel Maddow did that to kind of bloody the water. Rachel Maddow is part of Washington. Rachel Maddow gets fed stuff every day. So Rachel Maddow knew. She, and remember, Rachel Maddow's got a serious axe to grind with Ted Cruz because Ted Cruz is part of that religious group that believes homosexuals are evil and that they should be put to death. Rachel Maddow, on her show, has done numerous pieces on a pastor that supports Ted Cruz, that Ted Cruz spoke at this pastor's event. This pastor did a whole sermon talking about homosexuals being the scourge on society and they should be put to death. And after he did this 20-minute God hates fags and kill them and the whole thing, he went, now I want to bring out a great American and a great Christian, Ted Cruz. And then Ted Cruz comes out and speaks. And this is all after a guy just talked about putting homos to death. And Rachel Maddow did a huge piece on this. She did a huge piece. And she looked like she was going to cry. Seriously, she looked like she was going to cry. She's very upset. Just, I can't believe this is happening in this day and age. So she's got an axe to grind with Ted Cruz. She don't like Ted Cruz. So she did the story that involved the Washington Post and the money from the Cruz Super PAC to Sarah Isgor Flores / Carly Fiorina. So Maddow knew about the Ted Cruz cheating. But how is she going to talk about it on MSNBC? How's she going to bring it up? What does she say? Well, she throws a little blood in the water. Because ultimately, this conversation tracks back to the story she did that involved the Washington Post and the $500,000. She now can track back there. Remember, the story is out. The story is out. So she doesn't necessarily have to talk about the affair. She could talk about the coverage of the affair. She could show the CNN clip. She now could track back and talk about the Washington Post. She could talk about the $500,000. So Ted Cruz and this Donald Trump knew and he planted it is complete BS. And like I said 20 minutes ago, for the press not to push back on it is ridiculous. For the press to sit there and shake their head going, yeah, definitely. Trump, he's friends with Packer. The Inquirer endorsed him. Yeah, definitely. No, this has been out there. Rubio's people have been peddling this story. They've been peddling the video. But nobody would take it. Because they would actually have to do some journalism. They'd actually have to do some reporting. So let me play you the clip. I know. I said I was going to play a clip 20 minutes ago. I'm sorry. Jesus. But here's what launched the drama. Here's what launched the drama. And this was Kate Baldwin, Adrian Cohen from the Boston Herald, and Carpenter. So here's the clip. This is pretty wild. But this started the floodgates, so to speak. So here it is.
Hey, Turner, are you ready for Trump to move on from this feud?
Oh, absolutely. I think we should move on. Where we should move to is the National Enquirer story that has reported that Ted Cruz has allegedly had affairs with at least five mistresses, including you've been named, Amanda.
I'm sorry, I don't think that's moving on at all, Adriana.
No, well, I'd like to know, you know, if we're going to call Donald Trump's character into question, I would like Ted Cruz to issue a statement whether or not the National Enquirer story is true, that he has had affairs with many women, including you were named, Amanda. Will you denounce this story, or will you confirm it?
All right, let me step in really quick. Amanda, I will give you a second to let me just be very clear. It will come as no surprise to our viewers. CNN has no reporting on what you're talking about coming from the National Enquirer. Amanda, go ahead.
I mean, what's out there is tabloid trash. If someone wants to comment on it, they can talk to my lawyer. It is categorically false. You should be ashamed for spreading this kind of smut. Donald Trump supporters should be held to account for
no,
it.
I'm not spreading smut.
I will continue to make my thoughts known about Donald Trump, and I am not backing down.
Hey, guys, let me just do
it
this.
Is not,
because
it's
I've spent
report.
Now two shows talking about this back and forth. You're right. Let me do this. I'm going to be Thank much you. More comfortable talking about a National Enquirer report when CNN has done some reporting on that topic. Let's do this. Let's move
So that opened the floodgates. That opened the floodgates. Did you hear Amanda Carpenter? This trash? They could call my lawyer. They could call my lawyer. Call your lawyer. Call your lawyer for what? What? Call your lawyer on what? Like what? Did you? Yeah, it's like a denial, but not a denial. Do you notice that? Did you notice that? Did you notice that? And you know what's funny? Again, these stories, these rumors have been out there, but nobody wanted to do the investigating. Now, maybe because Amanda Carpenter works for CNN, which makes it even more amusing that this happened on CNN's network and Amanda Carpenter works for CNN. You don't find that kind of amusing? Or am I the only one? Am I the only goofball that finds this amusing? She works for CNN. And she got hit on CNN by Adrian Cohen. But it's unbelievably bizarre that the women that are in question, at least two of the women, work for the networks. So you have Amanda Carpenter, who works for CNN, and her sole job is to back Ted Cruz and bash Donald Trump. That's her sole job. That's what she does. That's all she does. And Sarah Isgor Flores, part of MSNBC. And her sole job is to bash Trump and talk about Ted Cruz being a great patriot, and he has a chance to win the nomination, and he's the only one that has the chance to have people, you know, rally around him and so forth and so on. So that was the floodgates. But here's the funny thing. I mean, there's a lot of funny things, but the people that are doing the reporting are not even reporters. So this story comes out Thursday. This CNN situation happens Friday while I'm in the air. I'm going to Vegas. And that night to today, people on the internet are doing the investigations. And what I mean by that is going through Amanda Carpenter's Twitter feeds, seeing things that she has said in the past, seeing if anything can be basically doing what the New York Times is supposed to do, doing what the Washington Post is supposed to do. And this is people online. This is people online. So one of the investigators, as funny as this is, was somebody digging up a post that Amanda Carpenter did back, I think it was in 2009. And Amanda Carpenter tweeted, "The media refused to report on Edwards' affair in 2008. Now, staffers are saying they knew all along. Maybe someone should have called them then." And so you have Amanda Carpenter complaining that the media refused to report on John Edwards' affair. And look what's happening with Amanda Carpenter. Now, maybe this is a fake tweet. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe this is a Fugazi. But it looks like Amanda Carpenter's Twitter feed. Media refused to report on Edwards' affair in 2008. Now staffers are saying they knew all along. Maybe someone should have called them then. That's Amanda Carpenter. That's her complaining about John Edwards. That's kind of funny. And then another tweet from Amanda Carpenter. And this was, I think, about a year or two ago. Salon.com, I guess, did a story about why women date married men. You know, Salon does those stories. Like, Huffington Post does stories about the size of men's penises and the women that love them. I mean, it's bizarre. Yeah, it's bizarre. You know it's bizarre. Go to Huffington Post, go to Salon, go to Cosmopolitan. The most bizarre stories. Most bizarre stories you could possibly fathom over there. And so this story came out, and Amanda Carpenter tweeted, "Really going for it today, RT. At Salon. Why I date married men. Quotes, there's warmth and there's space, there's intimacy and there's distance." So that was tweeted by Amanda Carpenter back in 2014. So from what I gather, again, who am I? I'm Bob Zicari, the internet talk show host. But from what I gather, she read the article. She agreed with the article of the article. And then she tweeted Salon and put a paragraph from the article that she thought was pertinent. Again, just doing a little investigating. That's all. Doing what Washington Times, Washington Post, New York Times, ABC, what all these people should have been doing. Or maybe they were doing it. But because you have a state-run media, you have media that's owned by three or four people, somebody at ABC called Zucker at CNN and said, hey, what do you think? And Zucker said, no, just kill it. You kill it. Maybe he made a call to MSNBC, NBC. They remember, it's only three or four people that run all of these media machines. It's only three or four that run these media machines. So then you had a tweet by Carpenter on December 22nd, 2015. And she tweets, Daddy Cruz is coming to get you, Washington Post. Daddy Cruz. Now, I would assume that is a reference to a article that the Washington Post did on Ted Cruz. And Amanda Carpenter is calling him Daddy. Daddy. Daddy Cruz. Daddy Cruz. I mean, guys, come on, man. You know, come on. Where there's smoke, you want to talk about fire? You want to talk about fire? There's so much fire here. It's uncontainable. This is like a forest fire. Okay, this is a forest fire where the firemen just kind of sit back and they got to let it burn out. Okay, you can't put it out. It's impossible to put it out. It is impossible to put it out. I don't see how this girl. I don't see how she, how does she continue? How does she continue? Listen, if this is all false, then Amanda Carpenter needs to sue the Washington or the National Enquirer. If this is all false, she needs to sue people like me. Anybody that's talking about this and it's false, she needs to sue. Same thing with Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is a lawyer. Ted Cruz should be suing the National Enquirer. This is like what I said before about Roger Stone's book and the Clinton's war on women. And if anybody goes, oh, that's all lies. That's all lies. How could it be lies? You're naming names. You're talking about situations, things happening. You can't lie about someone. Well, I mean, you can, but you can't put it in print. You can't profit from it. You get sued. And I've said this before. The National Enquirer has been sued a handful of times, and they've settled a handful of times. Ted Cruz is a lawyer. Supposed to be the greatest lawyer in the world. If this is really false, if this is a fabricated story that Donald Trump just made up out of the blue, he should sue. Amanda Carpenter should be suing. She should be going after Adrian Cohen at the Boston Herald. She should be going after anybody who is linking her to Ted Cruz. I mean, just her response was a bizarre response, wasn't it? Wasn't that a bizarre response? Anybody, just listen to this again, this response again. Just listen to this. Just listen to this response.
Hey, John, are you ready for Trump to move on from this feud?
Oh, absolutely. I think we should move on. Where we should move to is the National Enquirer story that has reported that Ted Cruz has allegedly had affairs with at least five mistresses, including you've been named, Amanda.
I'm sorry, I don't think that's moving on at all, Adriana.
No, well, I'd like to know, you know, if we're going to call Donald Trump's character into question, I would like Ted Cruz to issue a statement whether or not the National Enquirer story is true that he has had affairs with many women, including you were named, Amanda. Will you denounce this story, or will you confirm it?
All right, let me step in really quick. Amanda, I will give you a second to let me just be very clear. It will come as no surprise to our viewers. CNN has no reporting on what you're talking about coming from the National Enquirer. Amanda, go ahead.
I mean, what's out there is tabloid trash. If someone wants to comment on it, they can talk to my lawyer. It is categorically false. You should be ashamed for spreading this kind of smut. Donald Trump supporters should be held to account for
no,
it.
I'm not,
and I will
I'm
not be intimidated.
Smut.
I will continue
hey,
to
guys.
Make my thoughts known about Donald Trump, and I am not backing down.
Hey, guys, let me just do
it
this.
Is not,
because I've spent
report.
Now two shows talking about this back and forth. You're right. Let me do this. I'm going to be
Thank
much
you.
More comfortable talking about a National Enquirer report when CNN has done some reporting on that topic. Let's do this. Let's move on.